Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to What I Heard, Show 3. The show where an old geek talks about things he's heard and recorded in his day-to-day life. Today we're going to have a dig around the old home computer and look for some old stuff from my kiddies. Found some interesting stuff from my daughter Gemma back at primary school, a little bit of singing. Caught a piece of her playing around with N-track recorder, which she'll kill me if she hears go to air, and some older stuff from Jamie's, including some pieces from the Henley Food and Wine Festival, mix-up of some of his earlier guitar solos to get on the record, and some stuff from the Milton Experience, of course. So without further ado, we'll press on ahead and move on with the show. First up, we have a special mix of solos from Jamie. They were done during a performance at the Henley Food and Wine Festival in sunny South Australia in February of 2005. Take this.
Thank you.
the fire brigade was called in shortly after that. More about that later.
Maybe we should go and get some air.
Which was quite necessary because someone had set fire to a food tent. Okay, there's some more solos, but we'll come back to those shortly. We don't want this to be entirely the Jamie show. I have two kids, have a son Jamie and a daughter Gemma. Gemma doesn't perform as often as Jamie, but she has been caught on occasions. And digging around in the archives, I found something from years ago when she was at primary school on a CD we bought. So let's cue that up and have a bit of a listen to Gemma singing at Emmanuel Primary School way back when. On down the road, I think. I know, lean on me. Love that. I can just see the 21st party coming on now. We'll bring that out for that for sure. Let's get back to that.
There is a load that you have to bear that you can't carry. Right up the road and I'll share your load. If you just call on me, lean on me.
Oh yes, you just have to love that, don't you? Magnificent stuff from Gemma back in her primary school days. Now coming up from Gem is some stuff that I dragged out of N-Track Studio, caught him mucking around with this. She'll kill me if she knows this goes to air, so please don't tell her. Have a listen to Gemma singing on her own with a little bit of digital effeckery coming on. Any minute now.
Zoe is such a nice boy, the quiet one with good intentions. He was down for his brother, respectful to his mother, a good boy. The girl don't get attention, won't care what I promise. The brightest kid at school, not a fool. Reading books about science and smart stuff is not enough, no. Smart don't make you cool. It's not invisible anymore. His father's nine and I'm broke, confused. As he walked walked in that classroom door. Here's a lover primed up news. Mary's got the same size hands as a Marilyn Monroe. She put her fingers in the imprints of Mass Chinese theater show. Now she could have been a movie star. Never got the chance to go that far. Her life is stone. Oh, now we'll never know. No. Ran to the camera, said he never pin it in. He wasn't welcome. He showed up to the party, so I'm hanging in. Some guys are putting him down, pulling him round, round. Now I wish I would have talked to him in the time of day, not to turn away. If I would have been the one to maybe go the spot, he made it stay at home, playing angry chords on his guitar. He's not invisible anymore. With his baggy chains and his legs and chains, as he walked in the class, everybody knows his name. He's got the same size hands as a Marilyn Monroe. She put her fingers in the imprints of Mass Chinese theater show. She could have been a movie star. Never got the chance to go that far. Her life was stole. Oh, now we'll never know. No, no.
That's right. I remember now Gemma was singing along to her Stole CD there, getting that all happening. Marvellous stuff. And doing her own engineering with N-Track, playing her voice a couple of times to get kind of a natural reverb effect. Marvellous stuff. So now we'll go back and listen to the rest of the solos from young Jamie. They come in at about 5 minutes 40 in what we're listening to before. So I'm just going to cue that up, get it ready to go, and we'll move over to that very, very shortly. So without further ado, we'll head over there and see how it sounds. Jamie on some more solos.
Take it away, Jamie.
editing between solos, eh?
Yeah.
Those solos as much as I did from the February 2005 Food and Wine Festival. Not bad for a little 14-year-old. Wish I could do that sort of solos when I was 14. In fact, I wish I could do them now, and I'm more like 14. Anyway, that just about does us for a show. We've got a couple more little tracks to play for you. I just want to tell you about the rig that I'm using this time. Last time I had a Motu 828 and a Rode NT2 condenser mic in my nice little backyard studio here. And that's what the boys have been using to record the Milton Experience stuff on. Which reminds me, we have a Miles and a Jamie personal project to bring you some stuff from, but we'll get back to that. But today we're using good old GarageBand, a little Yamaha analog mixer and a Shure microphone. And it's, I've got to say, it's a lot easier to work with. Something about having actual sliders on the old mixing desk. So if it doesn't sound too bad, I think I'll keep doing it this way. Keep it nice and simple. May even be able to set it up in my office rather than have to come out to the back room here. Now, next we're going to hear a little bit from the Soul Band, who went away to Darwin in July 2005. This is a gig played at the Governor Hindmarsh Hotel just before they went away. A song called Respect, and this one features Jackie Yeo on vocals. Awesome singing, as always, from Jackie. And I think you'll enjoy it. And you probably recognise one of the solos, Jamie, yet again, with his screaming guitar doing his thing. So let's cue it up and get into the Soul Band playing Respect. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Can you have, hey? And there's the kids doing their thing at the Governor Hindmarsh Hotel before they went over to Darwin. Well, I think that brings us to the end of yet another show, my friends. So to wrap up, once again, if you want to find out a bit about me, you can get over to my weblog, spacesmsn.com/members/MikeSE, M-I-K-E-S-E. My work website, www.learndog.com. Love to have you come over there and subscribe and help us start this new thing up. And mail, mike.cfang@gmail.com. The whole point of this is to get some feedback, connect with some people, and see if we might find ways of doing this for lots of other people, particularly kids. I'd like to see kids getting their own shows out, having their own voice, getting their own material out there. Now, I thought to finish up, we'd go out with the intro to Stadium Rock by the Milton Experience, one of my favourite little punchy bits by the boys. So let's cut over to that right now and see you next time. Enjoy.